So Mertzman is saying, look, the British cultural establishment, Arts Council, the Tate, who else, and the Royal Academy, and we said to them 2 years ago, 3 years ago, look, Kurt Schwitter made a significant gift to the British nation. His artwork, his ideas, his courage, his influence. Now you must honor him. The establishment, not because of literal, not because they looked at it, they... And Tate Britain, Penelope Curtis's director, who came up to see the Mertzmark, went back to London and said, we must do something to honor Schwitter. So the first, this is Mertzman is one part of this, but this is the three big ideas. To get the British, Nicholas Sirota, and they will honor Schwitter. 2013, major exhibition at Tate Britain. They've already said it, they've announced it, okay? The Royal Academy, which is the conservative, the ultra-conservative part of the British establishment, have built the Mertzmark in their front garden. A German refugee who's been forgotten for 60 years? And that's not Celia or me, it's the power of the idea. They cannot, So Mertzman is simply saying, thank you. Now, the artists, British artists, the Korean partners, and everybody else, are saying, and this is the important bit about Mertzman, they are on the street. Why? Because they are artists. Mertzman didn't force or bribe or argue. It created the opportunity for them to stand beside Kurt.
But Jen, if I can, Schwitter's for me and for my professor. There's a man who was years ahead of his time.
Yeah.
So my professor was he's involved in VRML. He was involved in a lot of very very kind of early interactive systems. So he's doing interactive TV in East Berlin.
Yeah.
In the '60s and the '70s, he was kind of running around avoiding institutions who would prosecute him, but he'd be building interactive TV systems.
Yeah.
His direct line was the work of Schwitter's, and the whole idea that you're working with, you've got very established and entrenched mediums that artists are associated with. But actually, Schwitter's idea of painting with nails, of using very different mediums to produce something new. And I mean, for me and for my practice, I work in social media. My practice has always been, since I was a child, was video games and technology. Without kind of, having access to those technologies, Schwitter's was really working in those spaces, decades ahead of his time. He died before those things became pervasive and standard. But, there's a presentation I do about this, basically says that, Facebook is an extension of the whole Mertz process, the whole ideology of Mertz. Facebook's basically an implementation. And he's got incredible resonance, but he's kind of been lost in the kind of discourse and the awareness. There's elements of his practice that percolate through those other platforms and those media that we use these days that are commonplace, that for him and for those times were just radical and were threatening and were terrifying things to work with. I think this is what I usually say, is that the whole notions of kind of modernism and contemporary architecture and processes, all kind of nods, all acknowledges what is